The Mexican rice borer, a pest that threatens the state's sugarcane crop, is moving east into sugar production areas. The insect was first detected in Louisiana 2 years ago in Calcasieu Parish, but has now been confirmed in Cameron, Jefferson Davis, and Beauregard parishes as well, says LSU Ag Center entomologist Gene Reagan.
This is based on adult pheromone trap monitoring.
Reagan, along with entomologists at Texas A&M, has been studying and monitoring this pest for more than 10 years as it moved east through Texas. This has allowed the industry time to prepare for the pest in the state by developing sugarcane varieties that are less susceptible to the insect and insecticides to control the pest.
We've got four new modes of action of insecticides that can be used and that are currently labeled, and they're all environmentally friendly chemicals.
Reagan says these chemicals would be used on an as-needed basis. A big issue with the insect is how it bores into the stalk of a plant, protecting itself from predators or control methods.
The insect does bore in the plant very quickly, and so the insecticide timing would be in conjunction with using pheromone traps. And based on certain numbers, then we would encourage consultants and farmers to observe the fields and verify that they had a treatable infestation.
The insect naturally moves about 12 to 15 miles a year, so Reagan expects it to move into more areas with commercial sugar production in the coming years. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.